I can, I will. Love motivational teas. Stop hating on the motivational teas. I know a lot of people are like, you know what? I love the motivational teas, and I'm so glad I get to feature them here on my vlog. Yeah, they just remind me. They remind me of what I want to be reminded of. And I can't stop buying them. I have like an addiction, as well as my Adidas jacket. Well, my Adidas everything addiction. Notice no Adidas, sad. Oh, and speaking of Adidas, I soon will be doing, probably tomorrow or tonight, I'll be doing shoe reviews. So running shoe reviews, just because I go through many, many running shoes, all the different brands, and I have lots to say about all of them, good, bad, and ugly, and I'll be starting that this week. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about eating out and not getting too crazy, you know, keeping balance in your eating. So yesterday I found myself out. You're going to be out, right? You are going to be out from time to time and you're not going to have packed your lunch. Maybe you're amazing and you pack your lunch all the time. Me, I often don't pack my lunch just because I know I'll be able to get, I know, I have faith that I can get a healthy option outside. So a lot of people think, oh, all outside food is unhealthy and it's all fast food, it's all this, that. Well, a lot of it is, yes, but if you make up your mind to eat healthy when you go out, then you will. You're out. You're at a restaurant, you're at a food court, anywhere. You're out at a coffee shop with friends, you're anywhere. There are healthy options, I promise you. They may not be quite as healthy as what you do at home or whatever you're thinking, but they're healthy, okay? So instead of ordering the nachos, go for the Greek salad, right? So, you know, try and get some balance there. So when you go out, if you're, like yesterday, I was at a mall. So there's so many bad options. And it would be so easy for me to just say, oh, well, I'm at, you know, I've been eating so well for the past 3 days, but you know what? I'm at a mall. Let me just have something. But you know what? You're going to find yourself at restaurants and malls, people's houses, all these places a lot, right? Like it's not just once a week usually. You're gonna be looking for these excuses all the time. So try when you go out that you're gonna, you know, stick with your plan no matter what. Put that in your head. Before you go out, say, I will not be having Taco Bell. I will not be having pizza. I will find the healthiest option possible. And there are many healthy options, I'm telling you. People just don't look. They just give up and use that as an excuse. Oh, well, I'm out. I'll have something bad. No, there are healthy options. So yesterday, for example, I ordered a nice Greek salad and a chicken breast. I said, hold the dressing, and it was delicious, and it was a nice change, and it was healthy, right? It wasn't too bad. There's other things. Sushi is often a healthy option. You know, you don't want to have it every meal, but you know, you're out. Instead of having a piece of pizza, have some sushi. There's protein and clean carbs and all sorts of good stuff in there, right? What else is there? There's so many other options. I'm just not thinking. There's wraps. Starbucks has a bunch of like egg white wraps and vegetable wraps and like some deli meat. I know deli meat isn't the best, but it is a protein source, so deli meat with vegetable wraps. Things like that. There's stir fries often. Some of them are goopy, but some are cleaner. And actually, food courts are getting better with this. They're getting healthier options. They're seeing that that's what people want. So that's awesome. If you're at a pub, a lot of people say, oh, I'm at a pub. What am I going to do? I'm going to have, you know, some bad stuff. Okay, pub food, yes, it can be bad, but usually there is always, pretty much always, a salad on the menu. People just don't want to look for that. They think, oh, I'm at a pub, oh, well. So don't think that. Go in knowing I am going to eat healthy no matter what. Yep. There's always a stir fry or a chicken breast or some fish or what else, you know, a steak. You know, these are all good options usually, and they're usually not too bad for you at a restaurant. Get a chicken breast and some, you know, vegetables. Get a steak and maybe like a potato. Just don't put all the garbage on the potato. Don't put sour cream and butter. Ooh, that's not garbage, but you know what I mean. Don't put all that stuff on there if you're trying to be good. The other thing is about going out, I just want to mention. So when you're out with your friends and maybe they're not on the same body transformation journey that you're on or trying to eat clean or trying to lose weight or trying to be your best, maybe your friends, they want to have the nachos, they want to have the wings. I would really caution against saying, I can't have anything. I wish I could have what you're having. And, oh, I wish I could, can I just smell your fries? I miss eating bad food. You know, so even if you miss eating bad food, if you put it that way, they're going to see this as suffering and they're not going to encourage you to continue. And they're going to want to tempt you and they're going to want you to have their fries. And it's just not going to be a good thing. And also you're a pain, okay? So don't be a pain. Go out and be happy about your salad, but don't mention to everyone, I have to have a salad, or, oh, I'm not eating that. To, you know, let them enjoy their food. They're on a whole other path. It's fine. And no hatred, right? Everyone's doing their own thing. So if they're having fries, don't be like, ooh, you know how much calories those are? Or also don't be like, I wish I could have those. I can only have salad. Okay, so I know a lot of people who do things with me, I think, you know, they miss all these bad foods and then they go and tell their friends, oh, she won't let me have that. Yeah, you know what? It's not about me letting you or not letting you. It's your decision in the end. Do you want your awesome bikini body or do you want those fries? And you know what? Some people pick the fries. I pick the fries sometimes. That's fine. Have the fries sometimes. But if you have committed to this journey and you're like, yes, I'm going to get a new body, then you got to commit to going out to the pub and having a salad, right? Just have that salad and be happy with that salad. Be excited that you're having a salad. I've been excited all week about all the healthy food, and I am not normally one to eat healthy, right? Like, I don't love healthy food, naturally. I have to really work at it, okay? So I'm with you on that if you have that issue. Some people love healthy food. They just naturally want vegetables and chicken and stuff. For me, I don't love it. It's not my fave, but I can get into this awesome world where I do love it. So right now I'm in that world. I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. I'm at the, you know, the food court and I'm having salad and being excited. Yes, my son had cheesy fries right across from me. That didn't bother me. I just was like, I don't really want that. I want something that's going to make me feel terrific. Focus on that. Focus on how it's going to make you feel. How is that healthy food that you order going to make you feel, as opposed to if you ordered some cheesy fries, right? I wouldn't be feeling too good and my body wouldn't be looking too good. So think about that too. But don't tell your friends that are eating cheesy fries, oh, those are so bad for you. And don't, you know, that's not good. They're going to hate you. Don't do that. It sucks. Don't make people feel bad for their choices, right? Everyone makes their own choices and that's fine. You can think something in your head if you really want to. I don't even recommend that, right? Like, don't be thinking bad thoughts. Just, you know, love everything. They're having fries, you're having salad, it's all okay. Everyone has their own journey. Everyone's totally different. Maybe they have different body goals. Even if they have the same body goals as you, they have a different decision they're making that night. Maybe they ate good all last month and they're having one little cheat here. You don't know. Even if they eat fries every day, just love. It's okay. You don't have to hate them. You don't want them to hate you because you're having salad, which I know a lot of people do. And I will talk a lot. This is one big topic. I will talk all about hating and haters and being a hater and being a part of all that. My motto is don't hate, congratulate, and then let it motivate. So I will be talking about that maybe tomorrow, actually. Sometime soon on one episode here. So, but I won't get into that right now. But just don't hate. Don't hate. They're eating fries, you're eating salad. Everyone's got a different path. It's all good. Remember, when you go out, you make your choice. Okay, it doesn't matter where you are. Even McDonald's has salads. They might not be the best salads, but they're fine. Just don't put the dressing all over. Don't put creamy stuff all over that salad. You know, keep it clean. So everywhere has a healthy option. Country Style Donuts has a healthy option. I know. I've had the salad there. and it doesn't always have to be salad. It might be stir fry. Might be a piece of meat without, like, you could get a burger without the bun. I know it sounds like you're being all crazy, oh, burger without the bun. But you know what? You get used to it. And part of eating out healthy and making sure you're going to eat out healthy is being normal. You want to be normal in your healthy eating, right? Yes, you're eating healthy. But you don't have to be like, I can't go out, you know, I can't socialize, I can't go to anyone's house, I'm on this eating plan, because then that's not going to continue, right? No, you need to live your life. You need to go to work lunches. You need to go to dinner with your friends. You need to go over to your friend's house. You need to celebrate, but still be healthy. So think of it that way. Just make it a part of your life, this healthy eating. It's not a one-time thing. It's not for a month, hopefully. It's not just for one little goal. You know, you want to eat healthy the rest of your life, I hope. Okay, so you gotta find a way to make that, integrate that into your life, into all the facets of your life. Okay, you're going to a mall and you're eating with your kids. You know, maybe they shouldn't have Taco Bell. Mine do sometimes, but hey, not my baby. My 8-year-old has Taco Bell sometimes, right? That's just the reality of being a mom. Sometimes, I mean, unless you're really awesome and you keep them healthy all the time, but sometimes things get in, right? Like they want cheesy fries. That's fine. And I look at those cheesy fries and I think, I don't want those. I don't say that. I want my salad, right? And it's awesome. You can go out and find healthy choices anywhere. Starbucks has tons. Greek restaurants have tons. You know, as I mentioned, McDonald's, pubs, all these places, they all have options. I think people just give up as soon as they walk in that door and they think about all the greasy foods they used to eat and they're like, ah, you know, they're not going to have anything healthy. I have to be bad now. So don't think that. Don't resign to that, okay? So just remember, there's always healthy options. You can always pick a restaurant that might have even more healthy options if you're in control of that. There's so many things you can do. You can look up more ideas online. I think I'm forgetting things here, but I've written an article about it. I'll link to that below the video about clean eating on the run, right? And also just, I guess that article also deals with just grabbing things. So not only like having things in your purse, like nuts, having a few nuts, having a piece of fruit, having, you know, some things that won't go bad quickly, like an apple and cashews. Just always have that in your purse and you're ready if you're hungry on the road, right? So you don't have to go to a gas station and figure out what would be best. You know, have your favorite protein shake in your purse or your car. Have, you know, some snack foods that are going to work for you. So you don't get super hungry and binge on anything out there. So yeah, I hope that's been of some help. You can and you will for sure. Okay, let's stay on this. And happy Thursday, everyone. Have a great one. And we'll talk tomorrow.